The researchers concluded that older adults who participate in private religious activity before the onset of ADL, activities of daily living impairment, appear to have a survival advantage over those who do not. But seniors' beliefs are not always so positive. Some beliefs are nocebos that adversely affect health. One study found that ill elderly patients were more likely to die if they had a conflicted relationship with their religious beliefs. The researchers studied 595 patients of 55 or over at Duke University Medical Center and Durham VA Medical Center. They achieved a complete follow-up on 444 patients, including 176 who had died. Those patients who strongly agreed with statements like, "wondered whether God had abandoned me," "felt punished by God for my lack of devotion," "wondered what I did for God to punish me," "questioned God's love for me," "wondered whether my church had abandoned me," "decided the devil made this happen," and "questioned the power of God," were significantly more likely to die, 19 to 28% greater mortality during the 2-year period after discharge from the hospital. The authors concluded, certain forms of religiousness may increase the risk of death. Elderly, ill men and women who experience a religious struggle with their illness appear to be at increased risk of death, even after controlling for baseline health, mental health status, and demographic factors. Clearly, it makes a difference whether beliefs create hope or despair. But does it make a difference what God one prays to? Dale Matthews, a physician associate of Larson, notes, "While science has demonstrated that being devout provides more health benefits than not being devout, we haven't shown that being a devout Christian will make you healthier than being a devout Buddhist." This does not, of course, mean that theology is irrelevant. It suggests rather that the health effect of RSMEs derives less from beliefs about causes than from resulting mental states. The research results do not, of course, substantiate notions that the mind heals all, or faith surely heals, let alone that medical interventions are superfluous. They demonstrate only that both mental states and choices in mental attention are important in maintaining and restoring wellness, a role that has begun to receive long overdue attention. In fact, in recent years, the discussion has become much more focused. That is, the question, does spirituality make any difference, is giving way to, under what circumstances does spirituality make a difference? Some interesting recent research includes